Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome. Good morning. Welcome to the first Sunday of 2021. This truly is a day that the Lord has blessed us to see that we have never experienced before, and we are grateful. So good morning to you. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you. I know we're a day or two later than our actual New Year day, the day that the New Year came in, but we still say Happy New Year. It's still new. It's still fresh. And because it is new and fresh to us, we find ourselves yet rejoicing. We're grateful. We're glad. We say welcome to you as you come on in. You know, we come this morning that we might encourage you, that we might give you hope, that we might share with you a word from the Lord that will help us to walk better with Him day by day. I'm Pastor Roy Carter of the New Life Christian Fellowship Church, located in Racine, Wisconsin, 1529 North Wisconsin Street, 53402. Telephone number 262-417-7363. And although we're not meeting in the sanctuary as of yet, we still come together each Sunday morning that we might share with you the word of the Lord. We love you still with the love of Jesus. We thank God that a pandemic or no situation can cause us to fall away from our love of the Lord, and neither will it cause us to fall away from our love with each other. So while you're coming in and sharing this, tagging your friends and inviting them to come on, we want you to just remind each and every one of you, continue to practice our health initiatives, the things that our CDC, our doctors, our professionals have encouraged us to practice. I spoke with a nurse friend of mine the other day, and she said, I just want to thank you for continuing to encourage people to do what is needed to be done as far as the sanitizing and washing of our hands and wearing a mask and practicing social distancing. And I was kind of shocked by that. And I said, well, you know, it's what she said. No, I work in the hospital. I work in ER. And she said, I see on a daily basis the people that are coming in and the people that are dying and all of the negative that we see because of COVID-19. And she said, so continue to push people to do these things. So I'm doing it just that we all might stay safe. Please do this. Find yourself practicing your social distancing and all of these things. Sanitize. Get that mask on. Do these things. Even though you might feel safe, do it for others if you don't feel the need to do it for yourself. And we want to take the time, as we always do, to say thank you to those of you from New Life Church and some of you that even are not members of New Life Church, but you love us and you want to share in the ministry of giving. Thank you for your financial support. And we say to you that you can continue to give. The methods of giving are listed there in our caption. Thank you. Now, this morning, I'm kind of sipping on a little bit of tea only because my voice is weak. And it's only because it's nothing unusual that at this time of the year, I find myself, you know, affected by colds and those sorts of things. So I do the things that I know are necessary that I might stay healthy. And one of them is the drinking of some tea. So I this morning, I drank some beforehand. And I'm like, okay, that should keep me good while I'm on. And it's like, well, just get it and keep it with you. That's what you would do if you were at church. So that's what I'm doing. So don't be alarmed. It ain't nothing in here but tea. I know some of you are wondering what all is in there. Nothing but some plain old tea. Just, I can't tell you what kind because I don't know. But it's hot. That I do know. So let's go right to the word of God on this morning. Continue to share. Like this. Tag your friends. I want to look at this morning the whole idea of going into a new year. And going into a new year brings about with it a lot of challenges. Because if I don't want to be in the same spot that I was in last year, I got to do some stuff different. If I want to, you know, just experience all that God has for me in this year, I've got to do some things differently. So we want to look at Exodus chapter 14. A bit of a familiar story to many of us. Exodus chapter 14, and we want to begin at verse number 10. Exodus chapter 14, beginning at verse number 10. I'm reading from the New King James Version, and it says, when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were very afraid, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Then they said to Moses, because there was no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you so dealt with us to bring us out of Egypt? Is this not the word that we were told you in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. That's the part I want us to pay attention to this morning. As we prepare and as we go into, as we live in a new frontier of 2021, go forward. Go forward. We've crossed over into new year, to the new year of 2021. And for many of us, our mind, we're contemplating on what we have come through. And sometimes you need to stop and think about where you are and what God has brought you through. God has brought us through 2020, and it was a devastating year. We saw things that we have never saw before. We've never lived through any kind of a pandemic before. We've never lived through anything even remote to COVID-19 in our past, but God has brought us through. And now we look back and see what he's brought us through, and we want 2020 to be better. We'll say, I need 2020 to be better. I need a better life. I need a better relationship with God. I need better health. I need better financial stability. I need better time management. I need better, better, better. And God's word simply comes to them. Moses, God speaks to Moses and says, why are you crying to me? Tell the people, move forward. Go forward. God's word tells us to go forward with the thought that we have to pull up the stakes of the tents that we have. You know, to go forward, the children of Israel were living in tents, and to establish a tent, if you've ever went camping, you got to put that tent up. And in order to make the tent be stable for where you're living at, you stake it into the ground. You put some sticks, some spikes, some poles, some pegs into the ground that it might anchor you in to where you are. And God is telling them to pull up those anchors, pull up those spikes, pull up those pegs that they have placed into their lives where they have camped out, that they then might go forward. Many of us are camped out. 2020 has allowed us to camp out. We camp out in anger. We camp out in places of bitterness. We camp out in places of lack. We camp out in places of being comfortable right where we are. I'm just depressed. Things just ain't right. I don't know what's wrong. It just is what it is. That's where we have camped out. And I'm here to tell you this morning, God is saying, pull up those stakes. It's time to move forward. God is ready and willing to take you to a new place in 2021, a place of peace, a place of joy, a place of happiness that only he can provide. But it needs you to move forward. Remember the words of Jesus? Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11 and 28, he says, come to me, all of you who labor and are heavy laden, you that are burdened down. And he says, I'll give you rest. You want rest? You want peace from the turmoil of life? Jesus says, come to him. He goes on later in John chapter 6 and verse 35. He reminds us that I'm the bread of life. And if you come to me, you'll never be hungry again. He who believes in me shall never thirst. I remember that verse that he says in John 10 and 10. I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And then there's a verse that's very dear to me. It's very dear to me because he speaks in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9. Apostle Paul says, eyes have not seen, nor have ears heard. We can't even imagine the things that God has prepared for those who love him. Now, I don't know about you, but I got a big imagination. I think most of us, we got a pretty good imagination. We do some things based about imagination, but the word tells us we can't even imagine what God has in store for us. But in order for us to receive what God has in store for us, in order for us to get to the better that God has for us, we cannot stay in the same place that we have been. We cannot live where we have chosen to camp out. Instead, we got to pull up those stakes and move forward. We've got to do this. God didn't tell Moses to tell the people, y'all sit down and I'm going to pull up the stuff that you got there and I'm going to move you to another place. No, he told Moses, stop crying. Tell the people to stop crying and instead move forward. We've got to move forward. Now, when I look at this, and reading the story of the children of Israel being there, it was funny because they had been enslaved in Egypt land. Now the reason that they were enslaved was because of their own hard-headedness. They decided, I'm going to live life on my own terms. I'm going to do me. And if people don't like it, too bad. Well, you can live life however you choose to live it, and people may not like it, but the one that you ought to be concerned about is, how does God like my life? How is my life that I'm choosing to live, how does it match up with what God has for me? Is God pleased with the way I live? That's what you ought to be concerned about. Is God pleased with the way that I live? And so God allowed them to be taken slaves into Egypt to live a life in captivity. But at the right time, because God continues to love, God made a way of escape for them. And now they've escaped from Egypt and gone out into the wilderness, and God is leading them to a promised land. When I read about the promised land in the Bible, the one phrase that catches my mind every time I read it is, it says, it's a land flowing with milk and honey. Meaning that all the provisions that we need for life, all of the good things that we need for life, God has for us, and it's flowing in abundance. It's just there for us. But in order to receive it, we've got to get up and move forward. And now here they are. The scripture says they look and they see the enemy coming. They look and see the enemy coming. And immediately they go to a place of fear. And that fear says we would have been better off staying back where we were. We would have been better off in slavery, in Egypt. And that's where many of us are today. We'd be better off, we say, we think, we fool ourselves. We pretend that I would be better off in the mess that I've allowed myself to sink into instead of moving forward. And God tells Moses to tell the people, there's one thing to do, get up and go forward. I didn't bring you out, God is saying to him. I didn't bring you out to take you back. God did not bring us through 2020, through a pandemic situation, through deaths all around us. I don't know anybody that does not know somebody that has passed away due to COVID-19. God didn't keep you alive to allow you to stay in the mess that you're in or to have you go back to where he has brought us from. But instead, God brings us out that we might go into all that he has for us. Now, the reason that many times we stay where we are, the reasons we camp out where we are, is because it becomes comfortable to us. Now, I want to share with you a story, and you know, you all from New Life, y'all have heard me tell this before. I share stories sometimes because we can relate to them. And it makes sense to us. And my job as a pastor, as a preacher, is to help you to understand God's word. And so I had a mattress. That mattress was old. I can't even tell you how old it was. But it was a mattress. It was my mattress. And I would lay in that bed. And to show you how old it was, can y'all imagine? You know, when you lay in the bed, in the middle, it would sink down. It was smooth on it, but it sunk down in the middle. So when I laid in there, I would just roll over to the middle. That's how old it was. That's how worn out it was. And one day, I noticed my back is hurting. Every time I wake up in the morning, my back is hurting. Okay, I can't say, oh, it's hurting because I was working hard. No, it wasn't. I finally start, see, when I have something that's hurting me, when something causes me trouble, even if I just get a little nick on my finger, and now my finger is hurting, I'm real quick to try to analyze and say, why is this, what's wrong? What's going on? Because if I analyze it and figure out what's wrong, either I can fix it myself, or I can go to the doctor or to somebody who is able to fix it. So I start analyzing it, and I realized that my back was hurting every time I went to bed. Was it hurting before you went to bed? No. Okay, then it got to be something with this bed. And I went and spent the night in my guest bedroom in the other bed and slept just fine, back not hurting. So then I decided, okay, I need to get a new mattress. So I went to the store where they sell new mattresses. And I found one that I liked. The price worked and everything worked, but it was that new memory foam stuff. And I'm like, okay, I really don't know nothing about this memory foam stuff, but it sounds good, and everything the salesman is telling me is fine. So I got it. Brought it home, put it on the bed. And the first night was horrible. It was horrible. I tossed and I turned and I went through all those things with the new mattress. To the place where I called the people. And I said, look, y'all done sold me this mattress and it ain't no good. And I need y'all. First thing I want to know was, y'all still got my old mattress? And they were like, yeah, we still got it here. You know, we ain't threw out the trash yet. And I was willing to work out a deal with them where I would go and get my old mattress that was hurting me, that was making my back hurt every day. I was going to go back and get that. Why? Because it was comfortable. I knew it. Even though I knew that was what was hurting me, I was willing to go back to it. And the salesman said, well, sir, if you just give it a day or two, I guarantee you, you'll like it. So I said, okay, I'm going to give it a day or two. But I'm telling you now, I'm coming back, and y'all better have my, you know, I went there with him. And I slept on it the next day. And by the third day, just like he said, we'd have had to fight if you come and try to take my new mattress from me. It was wonderful. I had to learn to let go of the old thing. Let go of that I was comfortable with that was hurting me. Hear what I'm saying. It was hurting me. But I was willing to stay with it. I was not willing to try the new. I was not willing to listen to what the professional said. Because I was comfortable. Many of us are comfortable in our bad situations. Let's just call it what it is. We're comfortable in our sinful ways, in our sinful lives. What are you talking about sinful? The things that are not pleasing to God. And we do things that are not pleasing to God, and we make ourselves comfortable with it. We say, well, it ain't like it used to be, and don't nobody follow that kind of stuff no more, and all of those sorts of things to give ourselves permission to stay in something that hurts us. But God says, why are you crying? Move forward. Now, when we talk about moving forward, there's some reasons why we need to move forward. And one of the first things is moving forward keeps us from living in fear rather than living in faith. The Egyptians drew near. The people looked up and saw him, the enemy, the Egyptians. And as they saw them, the word says in verse number 10, so they were very afraid. Life happens. You know, when the pandemic started coming along and we would see it on the news and stuff, we would kind of look at it and we kind of dismissed it because it was nowhere near us. But as the day went on and it started getting closer and closer, fear set in for many people. Fear set in. And a lot of times when we see something coming, when we hear it coming, fear sets in. Why does fear set in? Because we don't know where to run. We don't know who to look to for our help. We don't know what to do. But when we're living by faith, living by faith. What do you mean living by faith? When we're trusting God, when we've had developed a relationship with him and we know that he will take care of us and he will provide and all those sorts of things, we immediately run to our faith in God that says, I don't know how you're going to work this out, but I know God going to take care of me. I know God going to see me through. And we can say it unabashedly. We can say it without fear because we know that we're living in a way that is pleasing to him and he shall see us through. So we go to first, we immediately go to his word that said in Philippians chapter 4 and 19, God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory. We immediately go to Isaiah 26 and 3 that says he, God, will keep us in perfect peace because we keep our minds stayed on him because we trust in him. When our money starts looking crazy and we don't know what we're going to do, and the government said we'll send them $600, and you know, then they argued about that, and we try to figure out how we're going to pay our rent, we remember that the word said in Matthew 6 and 33, seek him first and his kingdom. Seek that first, and then everything will be added unto us. Moving forward keeps us living in faith rather than living in fear. Living in faith also keeps us from murmuring and complaining. And y'all know we can murmur and complain. But instead of murmuring and complaining, as the children of Israel did, when they looked up and saw this, they immediately start attacking Moses and blaming Moses, saying, you done brought us out here, now we gonna die. And we forget that they had a choice to leave or not. But they chose a choice, and as long as everything was going well for them, the Bible talks about they were singing songs, and Miriam grabbed that tambourine, and they went to dancing and praising God. But then when they saw the enemy coming, they immediately began to murmur and complain. Moving forward will keep us in that place where we will be worshiping and praising God, knowing that he's going to fix this, he's going to bring us through. And so the words and the meditations of our heart become pleasing in his sight, acceptable in his sight, because we know that he's our strength and he is our redeemer. Moving forward in God keeps us living in faith rather than living in fear. It keeps us praising God and worshiping him instead of murmuring and complaining, but it also keeps us from that desire to go back. No, I ain't going back. Things may not be easy. Things may not be well. They may not be what I want them to be, but I'm going it forward in God because God has promised me, and I choose to believe the promises of God. God is faithful. God's, when he says something, he will do what he said. I ain't seen it yet, but I know it's going to happen. Why? Because our unfailing God has said so. If you stop moving forward, you'll eventually start moving backwards. You'll start moving backwards. If you start wishing you were still doing the stuff that you was doing before you knew better, if you find yourself drifting and daydreaming about those things, that's because you're not moving forward. How you know we ain't moving forward? You don't know what we're doing. Yeah, because if you're moving forward, you've released those things and you no longer look back to them because you're busy looking forward. You're busy looking ahead to what is to come. To what is to come that God has for you. So moving forward allows you to live in faith rather than in fear. It allows you to not murmur and complain because it pushes you to praise God for seen and unseen things because I'm living by faith. It allows you to not desire to go back. And then it allows you, as the children of Israel saw, to see and experience the miracles of God, the things that God does for us that are absolutely supernatural. God told him in verse number 13, he told Moses, he said, don't be afraid, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which you will he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you will see them again no more forever. Finish that story. Go in the Bible and read it. And you'll see that God totally demolished the enemy. God will work miracles in your behalf. You may end up looking in your cupboard and saying, I ain't got much in there. And God will send food from nowhere. God will give you supplies of your needs as he said he would. But you only realize those things as you are going forward. Going forward allows you to obey God. God works in obedience. When we obey him, he works in our behalf. Now, some people are doing their own thing and they're being disobedient to God. And they say, well, things seem to be working just fine for me. I'm here to tell you, remember the scripture that says it rains on the just as well as the unjust. And the day will come when you will see that God is not there just because everything looks rosy. But for the one who chooses to obey God and works to go forward, you will find God's continued blessing there. Now, I talked about going forward. So in this year of 2020, I just want to share with you real quick some things that I mean when I say going forward. Because a lot of times we don't know what to do. We don't know what to do. One of the first things we find that in Isaiah chapter 59 and verse number 2, it helps us to understand that it is sin that separates us from God. It is sin, our actions, our willful displeasure, our willful doing of things that displease God, that cause God to be separated from us. Those things we choose to do. Now, I've said this before. There's some things that we do that we weren't aware that we were sinning. We weren't aware that God wasn't pleased with that. But a whole lot of what we're doing, we know that God is not pleased with it. I need you to 2021, take note of those things and decide I'm going to do differently. Now, the scripture lets us know that in 1 John 1 and 9, we admit our sins, own up to our stuff. And when you own up to it, we ask God to forgive us. And the scripture says when we ask, he does. And then you got to forgive yourself. Along with that has to come a repentance. Repentance is that being sorry for, so sorry for that you turn and do something else. So we repent, we ask God to forgive us, and then we turn to him. We turn away from those things that we know are not pleasing to him and turn to what is pleasing to him. I'm talking about when you want to go forward in God. The next thing I want to encourage you to do is find yourself praying to God. Now, think about it. Praying to God is not just running to him every time you're in trouble. Praying to God is just having that communication with him, and I encourage you. 2 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse number 17 tell us to pray without ceasing. That means we're having constant communication with him. Our constant communication with God is not about us just telling him all about what we want, giving him our grocery list, just telling him. A whole lot of the time in a conversation, it's about you shutting up and listening to what God has to say to you. Because if I can hear what God has to say to us, God who loves me, God who cares about me, there are going to be a lot of times that conversation is going to be about him straightening me out, about him jacking me up, about him getting me in order out of a sense of he loves me and he wants the best for me. So he's going to be constantly pouring into me those things that I need to hear that will help me in my walk with him. And then lastly, I want to begin to read his word. You know, 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 gives a real quick description of what God's word is about. All scripture is God-breathed. It came from the mouth of God. God spoke to people and they heard it and they wrote it down. And it's useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. So if I want to know how to live, I want to know how to please God, I want to know the things that God is not going to please with in my life, start reading God's word. We have no excuse nowadays. I love modern technology. Many times, I know for me myself, my eyes get tired really fast when I start reading. And so after a few, sometimes less than a page, my eyes are so tired, everything just blurs together. Well, now we have new technology that allows us to bring up the word of God on our devices, our phone, our tablet, our computers, and we can have the word read to us. I challenge you, hear some of God's word every day. Every day. Read some of God's word. Turn the TV off. Turn the whatever off. When we're driving in our car sometime, that's the perfect place. Turn on God's word and let it feed you. It'll give you comfort. It'll give you peace. Sometimes it's going to make you mad. Because it's gonna let you see you in a very real way. But remember, that's why it's there. And remember, we're talking about moving forward. We're talking about going forward in 2021. So if we're going to do this thing, let's do it. Go forward. Look at somebody who's successful in dieting, something we all can relate to. They clear out the house of all the stuff that they should not have. You know, if you live with somebody, you're mad because all your favorite junk food done got thrown away. And you'd be like, well, they could stop eating it themselves, but they ain't got to throw my stuff away. And then they buy all the healthy stuff, all the green stuff. You know how it go. And a lot of times they declare what they're going to do, and then they start doing it. Somebody who's serious about that diet, the first day, they ate the green stuff. They did what they were supposed to do. And over in the evening, their friend showed up with a box of fried chicken. And they fought that thing. And after a while, they're like, forget it. And they go and eat that chicken leg. And they enjoy it. They don't just eat it. They enjoy it. But as soon as they get through, they be like, man, I really wanted to do better. The person who is serious about their diet immediately goes back to what they know they should be doing. They go back to it. You may start in this walk, is what I'm trying to help you to see. You may start in this walk for 2021 and you may fail. Get up and start again. It's slippery outside here where we live. It snowed just a little bit last night, but just enough to be slippery. I don't know too many folk that go slip and fall and just lay there. You're going to get up, tend to your need. If you hurt yourself or whatever, clean your clothes off, and then you're going to go forward. We're talking about going forward in 2021. So let's make it happen. For you personally. Why? Because I want the things God has for me. You can make a list. You can do a vision board. You can do all those wonderful things. But if God is not there leading the way, it'll never be what God wants it to be. I want what God has for me. How about you? Go forward. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for life, health, and strength, for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, God. You have brought us from last year to this year. You brought us from times of sickness. You brought us from times of sadness. You brought us from times of being depressed. You brought us from all of the times that we could just lump together and say negative times. No matter what it might be, God, you brought us through. And you've kept us till today. Thank you. Thank you, God, for the days that we didn't think we could make it through, because we see now that, yes, we did make it through with your help. Today, Lord, forgive us. Wash us clean and make us whole. And help us to remember that Jesus is Lord. And in Jesus being Lord, we accept him as our Lord and Savior. We admit our sinfulness. And as you wash us clean, we turn from those things, those evil ways, those wicked ways, those unsatisfactory to you ways. And instead of doing those things, we turn to those things that are pleasing in your sight. We let go of those things that shall diminish our walk with you. We're not concerned about other people. We're concerned about us and our walk with you right now. So, Father, as you forgive us, help us to forgive ourselves. Help us to find what we need to let go of in our lives and let it go. Sometimes the struggle is real in letting go of what we are comfortable with. No matter how comfortable it is, if it's not good for us, it's like the shoe that will be comfortable to our feet, but because the heel is run over so bad, it will damage our feet. So, Father, forgive us and let us repent and move forward in you. Now today, endow us, God. Give us, lavish upon us those things that we need that will help us to get through today. Why just today? Because you give us mercies that will get us through each day. Morning by morning, you give us what we need. Help us to accept what you give us for today. And tomorrow, you'll see us again with what we need for tomorrow. God, help us to be more praising of you, to give you the glory and honor that you're worthy of, instead of murmuring and complaining and blaming others. And then help us, Father, to love even as you love us. Let us share this love with others, that 2021 truly can be a year that brings you glory, that brings you honor, that magnifies you, that shows what you can do through us, your people. And we give you the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Continue to watch us. Continue to watch over us. Continue to be our health and our strength. We pray special blessing today on those that have been afflicted by COVID-19 and all of the related things to it. There's so much about this illness that we don't know. But you know all things. And so we trust you. Touch them, God. Heal them. Raise them up. Allow the negative side effects to be no more. And we give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Now today you go and live in victory. You go and become who the Lord wants you to be. And remember, in 2021, if you fall down, if you mess up, get up and start again immediately. Don't put off for tomorrow what you can do today. Start today doing it in Jesus' name. Go and live in victory. 2021, a year of victory in Jesus. God bless you. We love you with the love of the Lord. Share this with somebody that they too might be helped.